Country music.
Happy Halloween. Welcome to a sweet country music Halloween special.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family.
Now, over the years, hundreds of songs have been written and recorded with creepy themes in them. Some were hit records, but many of them were not.
Sweet,
yeah. I'm sure you're familiar with some of the big hit songs with a spooky theme to it, and you'll hear some of those here today. Now, some of the songs might be associated with movies or TV shows. In fact, the theme music for this Halloween special is the theme to a TV show. You remember the Addams Family? So, buckle up. Here we go with the Sweet Country Music Halloween Special.
There's a spot in the yard in the back of that shack where the ground is always wet. And on certain nights, if the moon is right down by that dark footpath, you can hear three young men screaming. You can hear one old man laugh.
If you ever go back in the woods one way, you better not go at night. There's things out there in the middle of the woods that make a strong man die to cry. Things that crawl and things that fly, things that creep around on the ground. And they say the ghost the Lucius Clay gets up and he walks around. But I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself. And I couldn't conceive it, cause I never would listen to nobody else. And I couldn't believe it. I just had to
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-oh! Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught them yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. They are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-oh!
Once again, I want to welcome you to a sweet country music Halloween special. And I have pulled out a lot of country songs that are associated with Halloween. That, of course, the story of Ghost Riders in the Sky from Johnny Cash. The song has been recorded by an endless number of recording artists, but the Johnny Cash version was a number two hit record for him back in 1979. The song was also a favorite of fans at his live shows. I open the set with a very spooky song from Charlie Daniels that he did back in 1980. And back then, it was a pretty dismal hit for him. But since then, it's become one of the featured songs played around Halloween because of the song's creepy story about how on certain nights, when the moon is bright, you can hear three young men scream and hear an old man laugh in Woolly Swamp.
WTBR.
From everyone at the station, may your Halloween be as spooky and creepy as me.
Sweet country
and the last time I'll wear white. So if the ties are bound, every dude like a hangman's noose. 'Cause I'll go to heaven or I'll go to hell before I'll see you with someone else. Put me in the ground, I put me 6 foot down.
Said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line and the Wolfman came up next. Was a doing his stuff, a breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback. Better get out of his way. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum. It was a monster's holiday. Uncle Bill, well, he took ill and they sent for me to come. Well, I had to pass by the old graveyard, so I went on the run. There was screaming and moaning, wailing and groaning, scary as a mummy's curse. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that you're gonna have to catch me first. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback. Better get out of his way. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum. It was a monster's holiday. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum. It was a monster's holiday.
Love that song. Yeah, it's a classic country Halloween song for Buck Owens. It's a Monster's Holiday. The song was Buck Owens' dissertation of all those lovable monsters we're familiar with, including Frankenstein, the Hunchback of Notre Dame, and many others. Monster's Holiday was also a hit record for Buck Owens back in 1974. I opened the set with a country band made up of two brothers and one sister, Ban Perry, and their 2012 number one hit, Better Dig 2. The song's lyrics are a little creepy, especially, you know, the part about the plans made in case of the death of one partner before the other.
WTBR.
Free country music.
The most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. A lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses.
Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Anyone who wouldn't leave her alone, she go. Another man done gone. She lives in a swamp in a hollow log with a one-eyed snake and a three-legged dog. She got a bent, bony body and stringy hair. And if she ever seen y'all messing around there, she go. Another man done gone. And then one night when the moon was black, into the swamp come Handsome Jack. No good man like you all know. When he was looking around for Marie Laveau, he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you, and it'll be another man done gone. So Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand and made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, a Handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing, her body started trembling, and her eyes started flashing, and she went, another man done gone. Oh, if you ever get down where the black trees grow and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau, if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be another man done gone. Show me that pretty white tooth.
I told Mary about us, I told her about our great sin. Mary cried and forgave me, and Mary took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom, I could be free evermore. But I don't want to be, and I don't want to see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let me, devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I want to go home. Mary is waiting and weeping down in our shack by the sea. Even after I've hurt her, Mary's still in love with me. Devil woman, it's over.
trapped no more by your charms. Cause I don't wanna stay, I wanna get away, woman, let go of my arm. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone, I wanna go home. Devil woman, you're evil, like the dark coral reef, like the winds that bring high tides, you bring sorrow and grief. You made me ashamed to face Mary, barely had the strength to tell. Skies are not so black, Mary took me back, Mary has broken your spell. Oh, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone, I wanna go home. Running along by the seashore, running as fast as I can. Even the seagulls are happy, glad I'm coming home again. Never again will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Oh, devil woman, don't follow me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone, I'm going back home.
Well, for that Halloween set, I decided to go all the way back to, some of the early legends of country music. You just heard a 1962 number one hit record from Marty Robbins, Devil Woman. Now, at the time, the song was considered no more than a regular country song, but over the years, it's been added to a long list of country songs that are played around Halloween. I open the set with a number one hit record for Bobby Bear from 1974, Marie Laveau. Now, the song itself was recorded before a live audience, and it talks about Marie Laveau, a real New Orleans woman from the early 1800s who practiced voodoo and practiced hoodoo. That's a set of ritual practices and beliefs. Now, of course, Marie Laveau's name and history is the fuel for legends and lore, and Bobby Bear's song about her just added to that. Look up Marie Laveau on Google. It's a pretty amazing story.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Happy Halloween.
FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused.
3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. The raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls.
The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls.
I hope you're enjoying this sweet country music Halloween special, and there's a lot more to come. So, like we used to say on radio years ago, don't touch that dial. Talk about creepy songs. That was Garth Brooks and his number one song from 1991, The Thunder Rolls. It's the story of a woman who discovers that her husband has been cheating on her, and she decides to do something about it. Now, what you don't hear on that song was another verse that Garth Brooks thought would be too graphic for listeners. Well, you can use your imagination on that one. I'm going to set with the Dixie Chicks and something they did back in 1999, Goodbye Earl. The song was about what some best friends do to a guy by the name of Earl after he beats up one of their best friends and puts her in intensive care. Now, the violent nature of the song actually had some radio stations back then banning the song from the air. But some radio stations who played the song actually gave out a local domestic violence hotline phone number when they played the song.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Silly songs.
Even though this show is all about songs with a Halloween theme, I had to include a comedy song from Larry the Cable Guy. And it's called The Graveyard Jamboree.
Here we go, tractors screech and moan. Hear them zombies scratch and groan. Creeping to the left and creeping to the right. Run the Graveyard Jamboree. German Cable brought them back to life. They'll be wandering round all night. Y'all don't worry, they don't bite at the Graveyard Jamboree. Screeching, moaning, scratching, groaning. Oh, we're just gonna keep on driving. Well, I tell you what, I ain't been this scared since I was spooked by something really spooky. As the moon climbs high on the dead oak tree, spooks arrive for a midnight spree. Creepy creeps up, something, something. at the graveyard jamboree. Screeching, moaning, scratching, groaning, zombie cars is out there roaming. Listen, ghost cars, while you're flying, we're just gonna keep on driving. Y'all settle down now, you're deceased, 6 feet under, covered in grease. Listen to Mater, rust in peace at the graveyard jamboree. Listen to Mater, rust in peace at the graveyard jamboree.
That is Larry the Cable Guy and something he did with the Disney folks back in 2018 called Graveyard Jamboree. The song was from the Disney Pixar album called Spooky Things from Mater and Luigi. The Graveyard Jamboree is an actual twirling ride at Cars Land, located at Disney's California Adventure Park.
Sweet country music.
Happy Halloween.
I hope you're enjoying this special Halloween edition of Sweet Country Music. Now, here's a song about a guy who encounters the ghost of Hank Wilkins while on a visit to Montgomery, Alabama.
Midnight in Montgomery, Silver Eagle, lonely road. Was on my way to Mobile for a big New Year's Eve show. Stop for just a minute, see a friend outside of town. Put my collar up, I found his name, felt the wind die down. And a drunk man in a cowboy hat took me by surprise, wearing shiny boots, a nudie suit, and haunted eyes. He said, friend, it's good to see you, nice to know you care. Then the wind picked up, he was gone. Was he ever really there? 'Cause it's midnight in Montgomery, just hear that whippoorwill, see the stars. Midnight in Montgomery, he's always singing there. Well, I climbed back on that eagle, one last look around. Red tail lights, shadow moves slow across the ground. And off somewhere a midnight train slowly passing by, I can hear that whistle moan. I'm so lonesome I could cry. 'Cause it's midnight in Montgomery, just hear that whippoorwill, stars light up the purple sky. Feel that lonesome chill, 'cause when the wind is right, you hear his song, smell whiskey in the air. Midnight in Montgomery, he's always singing there. He's always singing that. Well, Hank's always singing that.
Bound, 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 bound,
my screen door. I got a little buzz in my head, so from my bed I can feel the sun. Lord, around here the morning comes just a creeping. A thief on the run. Since the day you left me, baby, I can feel the lonely. I can hear all the crazy just a creeping, creeping, just a creeping, creeping. Head for the future, run from the past, hide from the mirror, live in a glass. What dreams forget, the whiskey remembers. Kinda like molasses, a soon leave the sample, just a creeping. Creepin', oh, creepin'. Your cocaine kiss and caffeine love got under my skin and into my blood. That needs you back comes over me like I've been crawling up a hickory tree. Just a creepin', creepin', just a creepin', creepin'. Like molasses in a league to sound, but just a creepin'. Thought I found my way out of this pain, only to find your memory train. Creepin', creepin', creepin'.
A very creepy song from Eric Church. It's called Creepin'. The 2012 hit for Eric Church has that strange sound to it. Maybe it's the vocals in that song that make it odd. I don't know. It was never meant to be a Halloween song, but maybe the music video that was produced around the song has something to do with that song being played around Halloween now. I mean, after all, the music video focused on a guy being haunted by a female ghost. I opened a set with an Alan Jackson number 3 hit record from 1992 called Midnight in Montgomery. The song follows a singer who encounters the ghost of Hank Williams at the cemetery in Montgomery, Alabama, where he is buried. A music video of the song was also produced in black and white, which made it even more creepy.
Oh, hello. Happy Halloween from everyone at the station. May your Halloween be as spooky and creepy as me.
Country music.
WTBR.
Her two little feet would come running into our bedroom almost every night. Her soft little face would be wet from her tears and her little heart pounding with fright. She'd hold out her arms, then she'd climb in beside us. In a small voice, we'd hear her remark, "Mommy and Daddy, can I sleep here with you? 'Cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark." One day in the summer, we took some flowers to place on some old family graves. Jeannie said, "Mommy, ain't it dark in the ground? Oh, Daddy, I'd be so afraid." Then she looked up at her daddy and me and said something that broke both our hearts. She said, "When I die, please don't bury me, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark."
Jeannie was always afraid of the dark, and we never could understand why. 'Cause we looked after Jeannie with the very best of care, because Jeannie was our only child. Perhaps it was death that she was so afraid of, 'cause it took her one dark, stormy night. I think we always knew that we'd never see Jeannie grown, 'cause it seemed that she was destined to die. But on Jeannie's grave, we placed an eternal flame that glows and never loses its spark. And on the darkest night, there's always a light, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
Our Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, would you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Grave digger. Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow so that I can feel the rain? Grave digger. Ring around the roses, pocket full of roses, ashes to ashes. We all fall down, grave digger, when you dig my grave, can you make it shallow so that I can feel the rain? Grave digger. Little Mikey Carson, 67 to 75, he rode his bike like the devil until the day he died. And when he grows up, he wants to be Mr. Vertigo on the flying trapeze. Oh, 1940 to 1992. Grave digger,
Now when you dig my grave, could you make a shallow so that I can feel the rain? Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make a shallow so that I can feel the rain? Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow so that I can feel the rain? Grave digger. Grave digger.
I don't know about you, but that's a creepy song. Couple of songs there that some folks associate with Halloween, and both were not big hit records, but I included them on this Halloween special just for fun. That was Willie Nelson with something he did back in 2012 called Grave Digger. It wasn't a big hit record for Willie Nelson, but it was used in a short-lived ABC television series called Flash Forward. The song was originally recorded by rock singer Dave Matthews, and his version was a lot more successful. I opened the set with another song that wasn't a big hit, but it was done by two major country artists. Jeannie's Afraid of the Dark was a duet for Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner, and it was included on a collaborative album they released in 1968. The song is about a little girl who is deathly afraid of the dark.
Country music.
Two black Cadillacs driving in a slow parade. Headlights shining bright in the middle of the day. One is for his wife,
That is Carrie Underwood. And a big hit record for her back in 2012, Two Black Cadillacs. A very, very different type of song for Carrie Underwood. In fact, many folks think the song is just downright dark. Now, of course, the music video was produced using a theme from a Stephen King book. Remember the book and movie Christine? Well, that was a car possessed by supernatural forces.
Sweet country music.
Happy Halloween.
Well, this Sweet Country Music Halloween special is just about over, but I want to finish the show off with a country singer who had a lot of hit records on the country record charts. Shep Woolley was a very popular country singer between 1962 and 1971, but the record I'm going to play right now was not a hit record for him. Here goes.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking and a Sidoree. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, really came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat. Cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater. What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Come on, little guy. What'd you like to drink?
Tequila.
That was Shep Woolley in his 1958 number one hit record, The Purple People Eater. It was a number one hit record on the pop charts, not the country music charts, but everybody knows that song.
Sweet country music.
Well, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this Sweet Country Music Halloween special. Now, some folks told me there were no country songs associated with Halloween, but that's not entirely true. I found quite a few that qualify as Halloween material, and I had a chance to play many of them. Ghost Riders in the Sky, Legend of Woolly Swamp, A Monster's Holiday from Buck Owens, and Graveyard Jamboree by Larry the Cable Guy. Also played some songs about voodoo, the devil, and funerals. Hey, it's all in good fun, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Larry Kratka, and I'll be talking to you later. Maybe.
Happy Halloween.